start our service, we're going to play a song called Christmas is Coming. The song reminds us not to miss the very special message of hope and joy at this time of year, brought through Jesus' birth. It invites us to look at the story through the wonder and amazement that young children have when hearing something for the very first time. And it leaves us with a challenge. Christmas is coming. Will you be there?
Christmas is coming. The bells are ringing. Hope comes alive as music fills the air. They're singing in the streets whenever Christmas comes to town. So let the Spirit find you wherever you have been, and bring you to the child who makes us children again. Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing. Hope comes alive as music fills the air. I hear the drumming, it won't be long now. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming, will you be there? Prepare the way for God's own baby boy, born to mend all broken things and to heal the world with joy. He will heal the world with joy. You to miss it, I know I have before. Like the innkeeper who missed the wonder right outside his door. So open up your heart as Christmas passes through, just in time to wake the child asleep inside of you. Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing. Hope comes alive as music fills the air.
Taken from Genesis chapter 3, and I shall be reading verses 14 and 15. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And our next reading comes from the carol, As With Gladness, Men of Old. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. verse 17. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel. And we're going to sing, O come, Emmanuel.
Sing, you know, we don't stop there. I'm not hearing you. I mean, I've got drums going all right at the back here, which he does a good job at for many years. Well, let's sing. We're going to rejoice. Are we rejoicing?
Yes.
Is there someone out there? Are you rejoicing?
Yes.
That's
that's better. Let's sing it out. Let's let them know. Let them know out there that we're rejoicing in our Emmanuel. Thank you.
Son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet. The next hymn is, where are we? Once in Royal David City.
Thank you. And our next reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men." And our next carol will be "While Shepherds Watch Their Flock."
Is from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In just a moment, we are going to sing together our next carol, which will be Silent Night. Following on from this carol, we would like to share with you a song called From the Manger to the Cross. It is a song that journeys through the life of Jesus Christ, from his miraculous birth in Bethlehem till his ultimate sacrifice on the cross. This song captures the essence of prophecies foretold, the humble beginnings of our Saviour, his ministry of love and healing, and the profound impact of his crucifixion and resurrection. With moving lyrics, it serves as a reminder of the true meaning of Christmas and Easter, highlighting the grace and redemption offered through Jesus Christ. As you listen, let your heart be touched by the Saviour who came to bring light and hope to the world. Please join me in singing Silent Night.
Suffering a lamb, a sacrifice for every man. On the cross he bore our pain, by his blood we're healed again. From manger to cross,
His love on through, redeeming race for all the world. He rose again in victory, bringing us life eternally. Hallelujah, the King has come, God's own Son, the Holy One. From heaven above to earth below, Jesus Christ our Savior we know. Hallelujah, let our voices raise an eternal song in endless praise. Jesus Christ our Lord and King, to you alone our hearts we bring.
Good to see you. Welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for this very special service. I'm going to take my coat off because once I start, you never know. Has anybody heard me preach before? Yes? That's what I like to hear. You know what you're going to have. First of all, let me say a big thank you for all the people that have been doing the things that they do here. For the pianist, for the food, and I've seen the food already. That's my tea for tonight. And the big drummer, the little drummer boy at the back here. And all the staff and the music up there. Thank you so much for what you've been doing. And personally, I thank you for the condolences that you gave me and my family for the loss of my dear wife who died on the 11th of December. 61 years together we were. So I thought I knew her by then. She called me the other night. Because we have separate bedrooms because I toss and turn all night. We had separate bedrooms and she would call me because she couldn't sleep in a bed. She hadn't slept in a bed for 4 years. Slept in a giant armchair but couldn't move that well. And she called me and I waited for the second call because the first call is Stan. And the second call is Stanford. Then I know I'm in trouble, but it didn't come. I hate Christmas. Not this one, but the commercial Christmas that's happened out there. Our televisions are actually full of rubbish. Who wants to see two carrots getting married? I mean, that's gender bending a bit too much, isn't it? Two carrots. Or a flying pig that comes through your letterbox. It's just not there, is it? Do you know, I was looking around through the shops and I was looking at the nativities that were going on there. I'm sure that I saw a pink purple dinosaur by the side of the crib. Anybody know that one? Anyone seen the pink purple dinosaur that comes waddling in on two legs? What's his name? Oh, come on, you must know his... Who? Barney. They are? She knows. He wasn't at the stable, was he? No, he wasn't. And I'm sure I looked in one shop window there and I saw the elf on the shelf was actually sitting on the hay rack at the back. I mean, that's what you see in there today, isn't it? But they're there to sell you their things. Christmas is not in those pictures. On television, when you see a grouse walking around kicking lumps of ice and drinking whiskey, of course he can kick ice, he's drunk. That's the silly part about it, isn't it? There's two old ladies were going down the high street and they were saying, I love Christmas. Look at all the decorations and all the gifts that we can get and the joy we get out of being given gifts or even giving gifts. And they're walking along and the choir was singing under the bridge. And one turned to the other one and said, look at them. Them pigging Christians are at it again. They're trying to nick our Christmas. We want to go down and do some shopping. I was very tempted to tell them, if you take Christ out of Christmas, you've got M&S and you don't get any satisfaction out of M&S. Do you? It's frightening. But we look at the gifts that come at Christmas, and we've just heard the story and read the story of the gift of Christmas. It's the greatest gift that ever has been known and ever will be known. God himself comes down as a babe. What a gift. And if you look back at it, the world has changed since that day. They can't even make up their minds what day it was. They say in October, September, it wasn't Bethlehem. But they don't know. But a true Christian knows, because it's in the heart. When you say to the Lord, yes, Lord, I believe, and it's in the heart, the soul, your mind, body and soul, as you live there today, as you live here and now, your mind, body and soul, your mind may go, and there's a few of them happening. Your body definitely will go, but it's that soul will go back to God to see the judgment day. And that's what we need to look at in it. That amazing first Christmas all those years ago. Who was there at the birth of Christ? Someone tell me.
Mary, Joseph.
Who? Shepherds. They weren't there. They were out in the fields looking after their sheep. Weren't they? They got there in the end. But they were out in the fields watching their sheep, and an angel appeared, and they were afraid. Of course they were afraid. Because if you read back in this beautiful love story that we've got here called the Bible, that in past times an angel only came in anger and the wrath of God. And it tells you there where they destroyed a whole army of warriors. One angel took 80,000 warriors away. No wonder those shepherds were afraid. I think I'd be afraid. Suddenly an angel comes down, you're thinking, what's he going to do? But he said, do not be afraid. I bring you great tidings of great joy. And what about the innkeeper? He missed his chance, didn't he? Mary and Joseph, Mary on the donkey, pulled in there. Sorry, there's no room. Slammed the door. He went back to the bar and had a few more beers. He wasn't bothered. And yet the glory of God was being shone in that stable. Totally amazing. And what about those wise men? They say the wise men or the magi. Three of them. Why three of them? We assume there's three because we got three gifts that were given. But it took them 2 years to get there, following a star. 2 years of the journey they took. So they didn't get there when the baby was born. And if you look at the scriptures correctly, they didn't go to the stable. They went to the house. Mary and Joseph and the baby had moved to a house. And there they brought the gifts. Three men. What about all the people that came with them? If they were three wise men travelling 2 years, there must have been an entourage of slaves, slave women, food, people looking after things, camels, everything. There must have been hundreds of them. Travelling 2 years, three kings from the Far East. No, they weren't there. We can't even decide what date it was. The scientists will tell you. It was October, November, September, December 25th. I'd tell you when he came into my heart all those years ago, when Jesus was there and offered the greatest gift that ever could be, the gift of redemption, the gift of blessings, the gift of joy, the gift of love, and even greater that. Than that, the gift of eternal life. The man called Joseph and Mary, and the other person that was there at that time with the baby was God himself. That stuns me. that God, who created the heavens and the earth, we read in Scripture, or you can read in Scripture, please do, that He made the heavens, He made the earth. And that little sentence that says, He also made the stars. Don't believe scientists. They don't know what they're talking about. They'll tell you with their intelligence, but they will not tell you with their hearts. A true Christian knows that God created all things, and He, the great glory of God, decided to come to earth in the form of His own Son. You might shake your head and said, oh, there's a load of balderdash. You're going to find out one day. Because we, as humans, will disappear. You will go. Your head will go. Your body will go. But your heart and soul moves on. When you were born to your parents, you were a gift to God. And if you read the scriptures, when God made man, He made him out of the elements of the earth, ashes, dust, and everything like that. But then it tells you, God breathed His Spirit into you. So you have the Spirit of God within you, as I have. But sometimes we need to have that Spirit awakened. We need a kickstart, like an old jalopy. We need starting up. And it's when you hear the story of Christmas and the great joy that Jesus gives and what He's offering, that precious gift of God. And it tells us that He's Emmanuel, God with us. Accept it. Brilliant. You have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but hath eternal life. Not might be, but has eternal life. Eternal life is in that new kingdom. That new kingdom that Jesus offered. When He stood in front of Pilate, just 33 years of age, Pilate says to Him, are you a king? Where's your kingdom? And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is in the next world. And then He was put on the cross. And Pilate said, do you realize that I could have you killed? And Jesus said to him, that's why I came. That's why I came. I came to show you, to teach you, to love you, and to die for you. If you personally had only been the one person on this earth that had sinned, He would still have given Himself for you. And that's the glory that we heard in that song there. From the cradle to the cross. God Himself came down as man, as a baby, taught us, showed us, lived with us, and constantly is with us. That's why we celebrate His life. But also every month we celebrate His death in communion. And my question, I love to come in here and I love to tell you, what's your response when Jesus says, come to me, all you are heavy laden? I had the great joy of knowing that when my wife passed, I was with her, knowing that there was no more pain, knowing that she was never going to be in pain again, because the good book tells me there'll be no more death, no more tears, no more sorrow, because the former things have passed away. This amazing love book from God Himself to you. How will you respond? And will you respond? You're invited, I believe, to have something to eat at the back. I've seen the food out there. So please do come and join us. And I shall be standing back there, or sitting a while, because if me wooden legs allows it. Come and talk to me. Tell me that you belong to Jesus. No, don't tell me. Show me. Don't tell me you're Christian, because a lot of people, there are thousands of people in church today, say, yes, we believe, and then go back into the world and darkness. Don't be tempted. The devil still prowls this land, waiting to devour. He cannot get back at God. He cannot get back at God. So what will he do? He'll attack God's people, you and me. This is why you get temptations. This is why you get tribulations. This is why you get problems. Because the devil will want to have a go at you and turn you back to the world. And he tries to deny you. And this is what the world is doing. I'm hearing stories of churches that are being closed because, I was going to say foreigners, because the devil is using different people to try and close you down. But I'm pleased to say that in many parts of the world, Christianity is thriving because it is the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Now, I've only been doing this for about 50 odd years or so. Pray for me. I'm 86 years old and still trying to go. With a bit of luck, I might even meet to beat David. But come and join us and sing this song, and sing it like you mean it. O come, all ye faithful. And God bless you, and may you have a great Christmas. You're welcome. It flip the lights again, please. Thank you. I'm going to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And I hope that every one of you finds the true meaning of Christmas. Don't go marrying carrots together, will you? That's carrying gender things a bit too far, isn't it? Or pigs jumping through letterboxes. What are you laughing at? You mean you've got one? Father God, we ask a blessing on this meeting. We thank you for the staff that have worked so tirelessly, the volunteers that have done so much in all that they've done to prepare this service. We glorify your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you that we can approach the throne of grace with such ease because we are your children. Bless us, Lord, as we leave this place. Bless us as we eat together and as we share together. But Lord, keep us safe from the evil and the darkness that's outside. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. 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 Thank you, Ruth. Ruth has gone to make the tea. No, she's not. I thought she'd gone to make the tea. Are we going to race each other out there? Or...